B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
And now we go to the Comcast Business Hotline, where every day in business is a big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. Adam Schefter joining us, courtesy of
DraftKings Sportsbook. Download America's top-rated sportsbook app, now featuring same-game parlays.
Adam Schefter sort of spiking the football already, thinking he's got the bet one with me on the Eagles winning seven games after 1 week. Hey, Adam, we just had Mark Schlereth join us. And yeah. Mark Schlereth got this whole town like sort of set in its ear. He believes a lot of what he saw on Sunday and what he's seeing on tape preparing for the broadcast this week, as he's got the game on Fox, is sustainable in, against better opponents. And that made a lot of people smile.
Get off my bandwagon, John. I'm vibing, and all I want to know is, what are the best foods in Philly? What should I be getting ready to have sent my way when I win this bet?
Well, let's put it another way. Other sports radio shows in this town would do 2 hours on that topic. We don't, but I will promise you it's going to be exquisite what you get.
Okay,
because
good.
I'll be thrilled if I pay off the bet, as I told you. I would be thrilled. I think people are a little over the top, though, over a win over Atlanta. Because Atlanta sucks.
I got it. They shouldn't be that, but... But I've said to you all along that they were going to be better than people thought. I've never wavered on that.
Correct.
I thought they would be a good team, and you all were very down on them. And I said, no, I think they're going to be good. And so, look, 16 more games to go, not 15.
Correct.
16 more games to go. So there's a full season to play, 1-0. And as one assistant coach told me over the weekend, we were talking, he said, don't read too much into week one either way. Don't get too excited about a win. Don't get too down about a loss. Don't get too carried away with any one thing you see. But what I saw on Sunday was a quarterback who is, I think, a little bit better than people think. What I saw Sunday were playmakers. What I saw Sunday were the things that I've heard of. I've heard the offensive line is really strong. I've heard the defensive line gets great pressure. I've heard they have speed at wide receiver. I've heard they have playmakers. And that does not assure anything. And it doesn't mean they're going to the playoffs, but I can tell you that I'm wiping a little bit of saliva from the side of my mouth, salivating at the idea of what may be coming my way.
Thanks for that visual. We appreciate that.
Schefter, biggest talking point of this Eagles team after one game, and like, look, we all have to put the qualifier out there that it was Atlanta, but what do you think is the biggest positive talking point about this Eagles team coming off of week one?
Well, I think everybody looks at the quarterback first and foremost. Hey, might be a little bit better than we thought, because all offseason we heard about Philadelphia and Deshaun Watson. Not talked about it. I think the Eagles would have been interested if the Texans were trading him, but that didn't mean that they didn't like or believe in Jalen Hurts. I mean, none of that ever changed, just that Deshaun Watson is a supreme talent. But a guy like Jalen Hurts, I think, takes a challenge like that, and we'll see what he does with it over the course of the season. Through one game, it was impressive. It was strong. And so I think he answered a lot of people that were questioning, talking, addressing him. And again, as you mentioned, the Falcons, no great shakes, but it is a win. It's a road win. And all I can tell you is, if we had been talking about getting a road win at some point last season with this Eagles team, you would have said, yeah, I'll take it however I can get it. And they got it.
Absolutely. Yeah, adding Saturday before they headed down to Atlanta, Jordan Mailata signed his extension, but it came out yesterday that Fletcher Cox restructured some guaranteed money to this year, converted it to a bonus, and it freed up, I think, around $12.5 or $13 million on the cap. Is there an expected target to try and re-sign early that you've heard? I think the two likely candidates people in town are thinking is either Dallas Goedert or Josh Sweat. Are you hearing anything in terms of that?
I think they're good right now. I think they're done for now. That doesn't mean that a deal couldn't get done with either player, but I think if you're going to assign Goddard to an extension, that might send a message to Zach Ertz. And so I don't know that you want to do that. And I haven't heard too much talk on Josh Sweat, though. I'm sure that they want to keep him. So I just think that they probably did that with the idea of getting Mailata signed to the extension, having cap flexibility. You want to do certain things, but I'd have to make more calls to officially check that out.
Any word on Zach Ertz says behind a microphone twice last week he wants to retire an Eagle. Did he learn? Right. Did he learn his market value this offseason? And could a deal be coming for Zach Ertz to stick around longer?
You know, did he learn his market value? Listen, you know, who doesn't want more money and who doesn't want to be featured? So Zach Ertz is very normal and very regular, sure, like anybody else. I just think that he has to play better and stay on the field before you can start doing some of those things. He's been a great player for a long time. But last year is not the kind of year where you have a lot of leverage coming off a season like that. I think Philadelphia would like to keep him. How many years is he able to have this kind of, is he in the last year of his deal?
Last
now?
Year, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, you know, again, let's see how the year goes. Let's see how he performs. There's a lot of things that have to take place before you can address whether he would or wouldn't be staying in Philadelphia. Look, I think when he says what he said last week, it's more of an olive branch. You know, let's just have a nice, peaceful, enjoyable season here. And then you can go figure things out after this year. But that would tell people that he and the Eagles at this time are in a good spot, which had not been the case for a little bit of time. So the fact that they are, I think that's probably healthy and productive for this team this season.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Shifty, what do you know on the inside with the San Francisco 49ers and how they're going to handle this quarterback position moving forward? Is it going to be a case where Trey Lance just kind of gets some sporadic snaps here, or what do you think is going to happen there?
That's what I think will happen. I think you saw the first week Trey Lance got in there occasionally, sporadically, and I think that will continue to be the case. And I also would guess that as each week goes on, that they ramp him up a little bit more each week. So if Trey Lance got in on three different series last week, well, maybe he's in another series this week. Like, that could be. But I think what you saw, you'll see continued incremental opportunities given to a guy like Trey Lance. And it's going to be Jimmy's job as long as he's healthy. And if he is, then he's the quarterback and they'll use Trey Lance. Look, the way to do that, what they're doing there is, they're acclimating him to the NFL game. They're giving him a taste for a guy who last year didn't play football, who played football where he did. So they want to get him used to the speed of the game. Like, I remember talking to someone in the Jets organization over the weekend last weekend, and I said, what's the biggest concern going into Carolina? And they said, this may be the fastest defense we play all year. And after the first couple of series, Zach Wilson's head's going to be spinning because he's not going to believe how fast people move and where people are coming from. And it looked like that was exactly it. Like, it took him a few series. And I think San Francisco is trying to acclimate Trey Lance to the NFL game on the run by giving him some snaps each week. Gave him some last week. We'll give him a little bit more this week. And they'll continue to grow him that way until he is ready to take over the starting job full time.
Yeah, Adam, we talked briefly about the Jordan Mailata extension here. I think us here in Philadelphia know what we have on our hands. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, if you view it, in 2 years from now, this contract could look like an absolute steal for a premier position in the NFL. How's it viewed around the league? Is word out that Jordan Mailata is as special as we believe him to be?
Well, obviously when they drafted him, he had the special attributes, and he's grown into the kind of player that warrants that extension. And it's interesting. I think he was the same draft class as Andre Dillard.
He was, yeah, seventh round.
Yeah, so you take two tackles, and you hope that at least one of them pans out and becomes a big-time player, and that looks like that is the case right now with Jordan Mailata. So that's a great move, and that's the kind of player you want to keep around long-term, develop. That's the guy that scares teams when he's getting off the bus, and that's a good thing for Jalen Hurts or whoever's playing quarterback for Philly for years to come.
Do you believe that I was trying to say who could be fool's gold? Of the teams that won this past weekend, and I know you don't have a list of all of them in front of you, but I put the Texans and the Bengals as the only two teams that I would consider that might end up being fool's gold more likely than the Eagles ending up there record-wise. I'm just talking about having a winning season, being able to do something special.
Yeah, I listen, the Texans are on a rebuilding reclamation project here, so I know that they won at home against Jacksonville. I had a buddy last week that called me. He's like, hey, Houston's going to win the game. And this guy's into bad. I said, really? He said, oh, yeah. And he bet him against the money line or whatever that is, where for each 100, you get 135 back. So I wasn't surprised, because when that guy's calling me and telling me that, I kind of expect it. But to me, that's fool's gold. And you're putting Philadelphia in the fool's gold category, John?
No. I'm saying is, who could be end up in that category at the end of the year?
Yeah, well, you know, I think Cincinnati's got some talent, and Joe Burrow's got a lot of moxie. And I think that that's infectious. So I don't put them in that category of fool's gold. Now, I'm not telling you that they're going to win 12 games and go 12-5 and go to the playoffs, but I think that Cincinnati's going to be a different Cincinnati than the Cincinnati we're used to seeing. That's what I do think. Houston, no, I still think Houston is a, and I could be wrong here, a 3-4-5 win team, tops. And if they prove me wrong, then credit to them.
We will see how you inch closer to your 7 wins, Adam Schefter, as we watch every single week.
Well, it's nice to know that we're both pulling for me to win.
I would love to see, you're going to get such a great payoff if you win this thing, because I will be in such a great mood that they had a great season. So, and I would think that's a pretty great season with all these young players, if that happens. So it'll be great. I promise you.
Yeah, listen, we're both rooting for it. I'm watching, I'm going to myself, man, this is going to be too easy, isn't it?
Oh. The last six games, if they can get in, if they're in the mix going into the last six, it looks like it's a chance. So
How
about on Thanksgiving, we will be looking at the last six. You got two with the Giants, two with the Washington football team, one with the Jets, and the season finale with Dallas in your building. I'm telling you right there, that last six, you can maneuver your way in there. So
I'm not going to need to maneuver my way in.
I'm just saying.
You're going to go do it.
There you go. Adam, we appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.